Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. A few weeks ago when I was in Paris, I checked out Brasserie Lip, the celebrated Alsatian bistro in Saint-Germain-des-Prés. And of course, front and center was their famous choucroute garnie, which is French for for fancy sauerkraut. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Scola Cooking School, as it happens, I know a lady from here in Maryland who is a sauerkraut maven, the Sweet Farm in Frederick. That's your place, and this is Rachel Armistead. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And I've been out there seeing you make sauerkraut, and it's just fabulous. And the one thing that struck me is that this is not like the cooked sauerkraut I'll get at the store. This is something entirely different.
Yeah, our sauerkraut is never cooked. It's fresh and crunchy, so it's really something different than that kind of mushy sauerkraut and pork your grandmother served you.
Sure, sure. And so it's 100% cabbage?
We do a lot of different flavors.
Really?
A lot of our krauts are cabbage-based, but in the summer we do pickles and dilly beans and other things.
Uh-huh.
But our specialty is cabbage-based sauerkraut, but we add all kinds of spices and vegetables to it.
Sure. And so this is the old traditional fermented style?
We add no vinegar to our kraut. It's all naturally fermented just with the bacteria that's on the vegetables, plus some salt to inhibit any mold.
Uh-huh.
And the sort of little microbiome or the little microbes do their magic.
And so just quickly, the technique you guys do, how do you make this stuff?
So the really quick Cliff Notes version is we chop a bunch of vegetables, cabbage based, then some other things. We mix those up with our spices and our salt. We pound them down into our barrels so that the juices and the brine of the vegetables come up above the solids. We weigh
that down.
So these
are oak barrels, wooden barrels?
We use food safe plastic barrels right
now.
All right. Yeah, the wood is, the health department doesn't love
wood.
No,
they do not. I agree.
So we use food safe plastic right now.
Okay.
And so we're doing 55 gallon barrels worth.
55 gallons at a time.
Yeah, it's a lot of kraut. But you know, people can do it at home in just a mason jar.
Right,
they don't have to have a barrel.
Right, that's true.
Well, I'm going to ask you right off the bat if you'll give us a recipe that people can try at home. And because it can be scaled down, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Someone could go to the market, get ahead of spring, summer cabbage and a few other little veggies. Baby radishes, baby beets, maybe a couple pickling cucumbers, a few spices, and a couple teaspoons of salt. Mash that together and put it in a jar, and you've got some sauerkraut a couple weeks later.
So you don't inoculate with anything. You just let the natural yeast and bacteria that are on the vegetables do their thing.
We do. We don't inoculate it with anything. There's plenty of bacteria on your vegetables, especially when you're buying them locally.
Uh-huh.
Those local lactobacilli bacteria are there already, and they're ready to work.
Sure.
So you just have to give them the right conditions.
Yeah.
And these are healthy bacteria. And in fact, a lot of what sauerkraut is about is health.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a culinary aspect to it, of course, and medicine wouldn't be medicine if you didn't like the taste of it. You never eat it. So our sauerkraut tastes great, but it's also really good for your digestive system, your immune system. A lot of nutrient makes the nutrients in the vegetable more available to your body.
Right. Well, there's this whole probiotic movement, right?
Absolutely.
This whole, all sorts of fermented foods, kimchi, kabocha, all these things that are now people are starting to realize are very beneficial, and sauerkraut fits into that category.
Yeah, and we're not going to make any health claims here, but we will say that a lot of studies have shown help with blood pressure, diabetes, all kinds of things eating fermented foods.
And this is a great time of the year to be looking for some cabbage out there in the farmer's market.
Of course.
And try this at home. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.